What kind of food is it? It's a seafood kind of thing that people might crack open and eat right off the shell, raw.
Oysters.
Okay. What about a big frog late at night down in the swamp? You'll hear a great big deep voice. Okay. What about little green frogs?
Tree frog.
Okay. What about a dry land frog?
Toad frog.
Okay. What kind of worm do you is the best fishing worm?
Red worm.
Okay. What is it lives in the water that has a shell on his back that he can draw back up into?
Turtle.
Okay. What if he lives on the land?
He's called a tortoise.
Okay. What about the little things that have pinchers on them that live in the bottom of the stream and they run backwards?
Crawfish, crawdads.
What about a thing that comes around a candle or a light at night outside? A bug that flies.
Camelfly.
Okay. What about the ones that get in your clothes in the wintertime and eat holes in them?
Well, they're called miller flies, ain't they?
Okay. What about the one that lights up at night when he flies around?
Lightning bird.
Okay. And a great big long thing that had two sets of wings that used to fly around a creek or something like that. We used to call them snake doctors.
That's right, the snake doctors.
Okay. You ever hear them call anything else? A mosquito hawk or?
Yeah, some call them mosquito hawk.
Dragonfly,
yeah. What about the kind of insect that stings you?
Wasps and yellow jackets. And they got a little hickey round old boards and planks. What do you call that?
They're gone.
You know it?
A hornet?
No, it got legs, a bunch of them, and it curl around. If it stings you, sometimes they keep.
Scorpion? Centipede?
Centipede.
Centipede, yeah. Well, now, as a hornets, do they build on the ground or in the tree? Or?
Mostly on the tree limb.
What is it that builds in the ground?
Yellow jacket.
Yeah. Alright, that's the worst thing to be plowing and plow one of those things up, boy. What is a dirt dauber?
Well, it looks quite a bit like a wasp, but far as I know, it don't sting.
Mm-hmm. They build in barns and places like that. What is it that bites you at night sometimes and makes you itch?
Mosquitoes.
Okay. And if you go walking out in the grass, you might get into some...
Chiggers.
Okay. You ever hear anybody call those red bugs?
That's right.
Okay. What about a green insect that's got great big back legs and it hops?
Grasshopper.
Okay. What about a little fish that you might use for bait?
Minnows.
What is it that a spider weaves to catch flies in?
Web.
Okay. If it's outside, is it the same? Do you call it a spider web if it's inside or outside? Do you have any different term for it if it's outside?
Well, I guess no, but actually I don't know.
Okay, well, if you don't have that, that's fine. What about what does a tree send down in the ground to get nourishment?
Roots.
Okay. What kind of tree do you get maple sugar from?
Maple.
Okay, that was a dumb thing to say. What is a tree? Some people call it a buttonball or buttonwood tree. Have you ever heard those terms?
I don't believe so.
Okay, what about a sycamore tree? Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I've seen them.
What are they? You've never heard anybody call them buttonballs or buttonwood?
If I ain't mistaken, they have a little hickey on them, so like a poplar.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's what they call it.
Okay. But you just called it a...
sycamore.
Okay. What other trees are you familiar with?